And then a chance here with Ethan O'Donnell.
Ethan O'Donnell on the 21 gives it to McMurtry. McMurtry sticks it over the bar. Is this going to be the last kick of the game? Patrick McMurtry puts Donegal 114 to 113 in front. That's 7 points for Patrick McMurtry, a contender for man of the match. We'll play the 5 minutes. There's the full time whistle. And Donegal have retained their Division 1 status, beating Armagh today. They lived dangerously in the second half. Armagh outscored them, but it's Donegal that won 114 to 113. And now there's a bit of fisticuffs between the players in these closing stages. Or McFadden Ferry and a couple of Armagh men have gripped each other by the throats. This is all going to add to the championship build-up in a couple of weeks' time. And now more players are getting involved. And it's taking the shine off Donegal's victory.
Yeah, Donegal going back to the game. Ethan O'Donnell did well, got himself in a great position, gave the ball off to Patrick McBurney, who was assured would knock it over the bar. We have a bit of handbags going on the field here, and this could result in suspension for both teams going into the Ulster Championship next year, because I'm sure the GA look at it, this isn't just going to dissipate in a couple of minutes. There's too many players, subs involved here, so there is for it to break up.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on down below us here. There's backroom team members and everything involved. So there is. And these two sides, of course, are going to meet the championship at the end of April in Ballybofey. But Donegal have won this league encounter. There's a sour taste at the end of this game. Both sets of players in the thick of it. And seems to be settling down. The skirmishes have stopped. Yeah, the skirmishes have stopped. Officials are keeping a close eye on what's going on, and there's still a few of them on the far side. Sean Patton, who, in fairness to Sean Patton, he was the man on camming it down, and a couple of Armagh men decided to take him on. But now all the supporters are on their feet. The Donegal supporters are on their feet, getting behind their team. Michael Murphy are trying to calm things down as well. But listen, it's all starting to die down, so it is now. But the most important thing was Donegal took a win today. Now listen, Brendan, they lived dangerously. If we look at the scores, Donegal were leading 112 to 16, 5 minutes into the second half. The bulk of the play and all the scores after that came from Armagh. Donegal just managed two more scores from Patrick McBurney, but they proved to be crucial. The one was important. You're staying in Division 1, but the one has also put a marker as you head to the championship in a couple of weeks' time, Brendan.
Absolutely, and it's a tasty affair to look forward to in 4 weeks' time. We've been rejuvenated, Armagh team. You know, they came out in the second half and a lot of stuff was going against them. They outscored Donegal 8-4 in the second half, and they'll be very disappointed to go back up the road not to take something from us. But they will be enlightened by the fact that they really did put it up to Donegal today, despite being short, you know, not starting a few of their top quality players in Rian O'Neill, Grugan, a couple of these guys. So they'll take a lot out of this, and you know, it promises to be a really saucy affair coming up in 4 weeks' time in the championship. You have to say about Donegal, it was going against them in the second half, they kept plugging away at it, and it was them two men, Michael Murphy and Patrick McBurney, that really dug them out of the hole today. You know, we had good performance all over the field, but Michael and Patrick were head and shoulders above everyone else. And you know, we saw Michael, he just looked like a man that was really enjoying his football. He was happy to run at that Armagh defence, and Kieran McGeaney will have a lot of thinking to do over the next few weeks, because he seemed to be able to defend their defenders. When the ball was let in early, they struggled with the likes of Patrick and Michael running at them for deep. They had difficulties there. So listen, Donegal will be happy to come out with a 1 point win and to stay in Division 1 again for another year. You could be looking at five teams from Ulster in Division 1 next year, Oisín. You know, it'll be a mini Ulster Championship. So good day for Donegal. Inciting game of football, enjoyable game of football, hard hitting work, players working really hard right to the death, and Donegal getting away with a 1 point win.
Okay, let's just see how things are going elsewhere. We're looking for a couple of full time scores here. Kerry are taking on Mayo. We know that for sure because Mayo have defeated Kildare today. That's your league final next weekend. It is finished. Tyrone 115, Kerry 211. That's an 18-17 result in favour of Tyrone. They had the one in Kerry. Tyrone are safe. Donegal are safe. They stay in Division 1. You probably hear the boos in the background on our effects, Mike, because Armagh are leaving the field of play and they're heading to the changing rooms, or the changing room, to get themselves sorted and get out of Letterkenny after this defeat. Just back to the results as well. So from a North West point of view, Donegal and Tyrone are both safe. The teams that will be relegated. Now, nobody would have predicted this at the start of the year. Dublin are down. It finished Monaghan 3-13, Dublin 1-18. Dublin are relegated from Division 1. And Kildare have lost to Mayo, so Kildare are down as well. Two Leinster teams come down. The Ulster teams of Monaghan and Tyrone were firm favourites to go down earlier in the day. That wasn't the case. The Ulster sides are stepping up. Donegal are leaving the field of play here at the O'Donnell Park after this 1-point win against Armagh. To a round of applause from the Donegal supporters. Are going to leave the ground happy here, safe in the knowledge that they have retained their top flight status. They're in Division 1 for another season with that 114-113 victory. There'll be a lot of talk between the supporters leaving the field to play, the skirmishes that took place, but it's sort of added another element and another bit of spice as these two sides head to the championship meeting, which will take place in 4 weeks' time, is the 24th of April in McCool Park in Ballybuffet. So Donegal are safe. Tyrone are also safe as well. They took a big win down in Kerry. Not too many teams go to Killarney and come away with a win. That's what Tyrone had to do today to stay in Division 1. Alongside Donegal, who of course defeated Armagh today 114-113 in a really, really tight encounter. We'll give you the story of the game here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Jason McGee on 10 minutes doesn't score too many goals for Donegal, but he got the ball into the back of the net in the 10th minute of this tie. Donegal were cruising then, leading 1-4 to 2 points against Armagh. Patrick McBurty, Michael Murphy and Keelan Ward just chipped over the points to tick the scoreboard, or to keep the scoreboard ticking over rather, for the next 20 minutes or so before Armagh were given a lifeline. Aidan Nugent, who had a really good game for the Orchard County today, on 33 minutes he fisted the ball into the back of the net, and at that stage Armagh, having been 6 points down, then found themselves trailing by just three. But Michael Murphy and Patrick McBurty scored the remaining 2 points of the half in additional time to install a 5-point cushion at the break. And at that stage, you thought Donegal were going to see out the game, because they opened the second half with 2 points from Murphy and Patrick McBurty, which then made it a 6-point game, 112-16. And at that stage, you thought Donegal, right, are just going to knock on here, see it out, and that will be the one safe and sound. It would be a leisure second half for Donegal. That wasn't to be, because Armagh then decided to play some serious football here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. It was being led by Rory Grugan, and in particular, Rian O'Neill, who scored 3 super points in that second half. Between the 5th and the 19th minute, Armagh had 5 unanswered scores, and they brought it back to just a single point. Patrick McBurty then installed a 2-point advantage in the 24th minute before back-to-back big kicks from Rian O'Neill made it 113-113. Donegal hanging on to life in Division 1. But with the last kick of the game, Patrick McBurty, who scored 7 points today, knocked it over the bar, kicking into the River Swilly end off the ground as the Donegal supporters got to their feet. That was the last action of the half, the last action of the game, and the last action of the league for Donegal as they retained their Division 1 status. Again, as you probably heard in commentary if you were listening, there was a lot of unsavoury scenes at the end between both of these sides. On the pitch, of course, Donegal making a marker, laying down a marker ahead of their championship opener at on the 24th of April, which will be held in McCool Park in Ballybuffet. But it certainly was an interesting day of football, to say the least. Brendan Kilcoyne, how do you sum up the action today?
Listen, I enjoyed the game. I thought it was full-blooded and really exciting in the second half. Donegal were a better team for, without a doubt, first 20 minutes, built up a good lead. Armagh did come back into it, but it's been a problem for Donegal throughout the National League, so it has getting a consistent 70-minute performance into them. And the fact that Armagh came back in that game, you know, if Michael had converted the penalty at 17 minutes in the second half, it would have put it out to a 7-point game, I think 212-18. Penalty was missed, and you could just see Armagh grow. Their body language, their stature grew in the game, and they just drew Donegal in, and it became a real dogfight. To be fair to Donegal, you have to give them great credit. They showed enough composure in the end to eke out a win, but not before Armagh had previously had 2 poor wides up the other end of the field that could have closed out the game. But it was Ethan O'Donnell setting up Patrick McBurty, and I thought there were 2 marvellous performances from Patrick McBurty and Michael Murphy. I thought they led the line, and they really showed leadership and quality and got Donegal over the line today, so they did.
Brendan Devaney, the presenter of the DEL Debate podcast, which of course will air tomorrow night after the 7 o'clock news. It'll be an interesting show as they recap the action from today. But How do you sum that one up, Brendan?
Yeah, a lot of action. Talking points galore in that game. I mean, as the first half was just how we seen it. Like Kildare obviously didn't, or sorry, Armagh didn't want to qualify for a league final because of the closeness of nature of our Ulster Championship game coming up them. So the first half was like we expected to be. You know, Donegal played well. There was good tackling, good periods, good passages of play. And as you say, McBurtie and Murphy moving well. And, you know, as the game wore on, the reliance we have on those players, and it was no coincidence at the end of that match, the winner came from really a break from Langan. I know we give it to Ethan O'Donnell, but Langan, Murphy and McBurtie are players that are going to open up teams. And as I say, I was delighted with Langan. I seen Langan on the ball. When it got into McBurtie's arms, they're the players that Donegal need on the ball. But as for the second half, bit of a fear from Donegal the way Armagh came at us and Wentford and really should have stole the game, you know, two fantastic efforts. And just after Murphy's goal penalty miss, I think that's three in a row in league and championship we've missed, you know, there was a goal chance for Armagh as well, which would have completely swung a 6-point a swing in the game. So maybe Armagh maybe showed her hand a small bit in terms of even the Rafferty attempt coming out from goals. The goalkeeper hadn't come out in the game. He came out late on, and it was this Armagh was showing us what they're capable of and what they can do in the championship. So we withheld the barrage, we rode our luck a bit, but we come out with a victory in the end. But certainly, as I say, the unsavoury scenes at the end, whether there could be possible suspensions from that ocean, we don't know. We don't need to lose any men going into the championship. So it remains to be seen what's come out of that melee at the end.
Yeah, we'll wait to see if any action will be taken. But as we said, Brendan, this is a huge one. How much of a psychological edge now does Donegal have over Armagh going to the championship?
I think less about the win, ocean, more about the passage of play in it. In the first half, Armagh say they give it up, and maybe Donegal had it too easy going forward. And that's why I was highlighting those couple of players. When Armagh had their defensive shape set in that second half, when we came looking, there was only a couple of players. And if you like, the break that Michael made, we had a passage of play there where we held the ball for 2 or 3 minutes. And I think it was young O'Donnell had a chance, Sheehan, for a shot. He should have shot. The ball got recycled. And it was really only one man was going to break the break. It was Michael Murphy. He put his body on his line. He went under 4 Armagh players. And he recycled the ball brilliantly back to McBurtie. He put the ball over the bar. And I think if a lot of teams are looking at Donegal, if you tie down certain players, it's now very difficult to tie down them guys. But listen, Donegal need to spread that around more. We need to see more from our players. I know in that second half there was a Conor O'Donnell come on one on this right hand side, and that there needs to be more from the whole O'Donnell crew there. I know Jamie Brennan's just back, we have some injuries to get back as well, but there's far too much being left still on the shoulders of the three lads, particularly Langan, Murphy and McBurtie.
Okay then, what about these other results? How big a result was that for Tyrone today, Brendan?
who goes to Kerry and wins? We were talking about that yesterday evening. What a mammoth task. And I think for all Ireland champions this year, you know, you always expect a slow start, but they haven't really shown what they showed in last year's run that All Ireland. You know, a lot of question marks out there. Kerry named a strong team today. It didn't look like they were going to take a foot off the pass, get the gas. So if Tyrone were going to stay up and mathematically keep themselves safe, go down there for a one, was going to be a massive result. And they pulled it out of the fire. I mean, that's an amazing result for them. And again, from a perspective of our rivals in Ulster, that's a massive shot in the arm for them going into the championship, because not very many teams go down there and beat Kerry. And you might see Kerry are looking at a league final. They would still like to put one over in Tyrone. They like to keep their record down there tight. So that's a massive result, a massive performance from Tyrone.
Just a note on Derry. Derry 1-16, Meath 2-11. So that is a 19-17 game in favour of Derry, but it wasn't enough. Roscommon comfortably beating Galway today in Division 2. And just confirming that full-time score, 120-115 at the Dr. Hyde Park. So it's Galway and Roscommon who are heading to Division 1. Offaly are going to be relegated to Division 3 alongside Down. It finished Offaly 120, Cork 121 was the final score in that game. And Limerick done well today as well. Limerick are actually coming up from 3 into Division 2. Brendan Kilcoyne will bring you on the rest of the action in Division 1. A lot of people tipping Dublin at the start of the league to win the league, and even to win Sam Maguire and do the double. Nobody at all, I don't think, in the entire country mentioned Dublin getting relegated. But listen, Dean Rock got them levelled, but again, that seemed to be a cracking game in Clonus, so it did. Monaghan and Dublin. Dublin relegated, which is massive. It's huge.
Nobody of any sane mind would have predicted that Dublin would have been relegated. But listen, necessity is a great energiser, and you look at the results in Division 1 today. Donegal had to win. They got the win. You look at, we'd say, the Galway-Roscommon. Roscommon had to win that to go up. They get the win. You look at the other results. Monaghan having to win. They stay up. So, you know, a lot of the results went to, you know, home advantage. Okay, Tyrone going down to Kerry, trying to spiral that, but they had to get, they were playing for their Division 1 life, so a lot of the results went that way today, and they were all really close, tight games that seemed to be played up to the last couple of minutes. So, you know, you're going to have an interest in Division 1 next year where you have four Ulster teams, three Connacht teams and a Munster team?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so is it, you know, you've nothing over the east side.
Playing the flag for Connacht here as usual.
But it's interesting the way things change in the league, and how over the span of an hour and a half or 2 hours, because they were all saying that Tyrone and Monaghan would be the two sides that have been down. They were the favourites to go down. That was totally flipped, and it's Leinster who are paying the price today.
Yeah, and to you know, you look at Monaghan, they just seem to be able to dig it out year after year for a small footballing population. You have to give them great kudos, because they just have this ability to just get big results when they really need them. And listen, Tyrone are All-Ireland champions. Kerry had nothing really to play for today. They were in a league final, and that does give you a kind of, you know, it gives you that peace at the back of your mind that we're not losing Anthony today. They're not like the beaten by Tyrone, because they had a huge rivalry, as I remember going back through the noughties. But Tyrone went down, laid it on the line, and came away with the 2 points. So fair play to them. And yeah, you end up with Dublin and Kildare dropping to Division 2. So that'll be interesting next year. So as well.
And Monaghan, of course, a great record against Dublin. You know, you look at very few teams have this last number of years, but Monaghan can always mix it with and can beat Dublin in the league. So I think they would have fancied that today. Now, Dublin were resurgent, and you just thought the scoring power, Monaghan were conceding a lot. You know, we've seen the best and the good of them. Unfortunately, one of their better games was against us in Balbuffet there a couple of weeks back. But certainly getting that today, you had a wee feeling that Monaghan could turn it around. And that's a massive blow for Dublin and Desi Fire, because it looks like the corner turned. You get into the championship, listen, retaining your Division 1 by the skin of your teeth, and get into the championship with a bit of a buzz. Now, I'm sure you'll execute there, and Meath are thinking, listen, we could have a cut at Dublin now. They're wobbling, you know.
Yeah, Meath's form improved as the league went on too. They ended up getting a couple of results. I know that Derry just edged them out in the end today, so that their form improved. Kildare will be happy with their league going into it, but like, you look at Dublin, you'd still expect them to come out of Ulster or out of Leinster. You would think that if they were going in against an Armagh or a Tyrone or a Monaghan and a couple in the first round championship match, they would be in real, real trouble. But you would still think that they'll have enough to come out of Leinster. But like, what an Ulster championship we have to look forward to now at this stage. You know, these two giants meeting again in 4 weeks' time. You know, there's going to be some afters after today. You know, Armagh are going to leave here today with something in their back pocket. We're coming back to meet these guys. And Donegal can take confidence from been able to eke out the win despite not putting in a great second half performance, and that has been the problem throughout the league, putting a full 70 minutes together.
Yes.
Oisín Gallan to come back, Kieran McGonigal to come back for Donegal as well, so you would hope that you would be at full strength come the championship in a number of weeks' time. Now, I know, looking at Armagh, I think the only real threat, well, two real threats they were missing, is Oisín O'Neill and Conor Turbitt.
Yeah, teams are going to be missing players through the National League, but I think the biggest thing for Donegal, and the most surprising thing for me, was to see Michael Langan come back on the field. You know, it's brilliant to see him back. He's such a quality player. He's a joy to watch. You know, we spoke for years about Orr McNeillis and the way he just plays football at his own pace, and he just glides over the ground. Michael Langan is something similar. He's just a joy to watch on a football field, so it's a big, big lift for Donegal to get him back on the field, because they missed him for the last number of games. Sean Patton's kick out is not as effective without the likes of Michael Langan and Kieran McGonigal, that they can kick over the press and have them guys lying deep, and we saw it on a couple of occasions today. But when you have Michael Langan on the pitch, it just adds another string to your bow.
Okay, we will have reaction shortly from Donegal manager Declan Bonner, just to confirm again that the players will not be speaking to any of the media after the games today, as they continue their support of the GPA's protest in relation to expenses. But Declan Bonner, has he been speaking to the media today?
No,
I'm just being told. Listen, we won't hear from Declan Bonner. I've just been told by John McAnuff, the PRO of the county, that Declan will not be speaking to the media after that's won today. So obviously Declan still supporting his players and their backing of GPA and the backing of the GPA protest over the expenses issue. So we're going to have to wait another couple of weeks then before we hear from the Donegal manager. I'm just going to mention one other result today in Division 3. Wicklow 113, Louth 217. Louth are promoted to Division 2 along with Limerick. Mickey Hart got a new extension earlier in the year. That's back-to-back promotions for the wee county. And they're into the second tier of the league, which also means they'll be playing Sam Maguire football come the championship, if I'm right in saying as well, Brendan. Right. So a huge thing for Louth, yeah, and in particular Mickey Hart.
Back to back, I suppose sometimes if you look at a team that has pedigree or a county has a pedigree, you want to take them probably at the bottom in terms of there's only one way to go. Now, is Division 2 a bit of a step for Louth? You'll not know the next year, but certainly back-to-back, great stuff. And obviously Mickey bringing his experience. We talked about Kildare and Meath there. Possibly he's got one eye on a tilt of the Dubs as well, Oisín. But, you know, just going into the game, Bryn, you mentioned a couple of players. Kieran Thompson's obviously another player that we need back in the ranks as well. That physical presence, the likes of Keelan McGonigal and these guys around the middle, I think for us, we're Ryan McHugh and particularly Paddy Morgan too deep. They're operating quite often in our half-back, cornerback positions, starting plays up the pitch. We need these guys in nippy positions where they're stepping inside, they're getting beyond the man or setting up a play, they're trying to get the ball inside. I think where our players are operating, they're operating at the wrong sides at times. You know, this today we've seen Keelan Ward at times right up in corner forward positions. Now, that's where we need Morgan, we need McHugh, we need nippy players that are going to go in and finish and engage their opposite number and keep our defenders back in as defenders. We've got to get our team seems to be badly shaped at times, particularly I see with Morgan and McHugh. They're light players, they're not going to be good defensively one on one. They need to be up the pitch, I think, for Donegal. Something Boner has to look at.
Okay, that's the views of Brendan Devaney. Brendan, a plug now just ahead of tomorrow night. Who's on your DEL debate show?
Yeah, a good chat to young Mark McHugh there about the fair today. Hey,
I like you'll call him young anyway.
the McHugh, always great to hear the Mark. He reads the game well. He called that in the second half. He reckoned Armagh was going to come at us. He said to me at half time, in fairness. But yeah, he's on the show. Oisín McConville's on the show. And Alan Foley, sports editor of the Democrats, on as well. So we'll round up all the weekend's action and get their views on what they've seen here today.
Okay, we look forward to that. It's the DL debate with Brendan Devaney tomorrow night after the 7 o'clock news and podcast on highlandradio.com as well. Brendan Devaney and, of course, Brendan Kilcoyne, many thanks for your help and your contribution today. Thanks, guys. So that's it from the O'Donnell Park. There's very little people left here. We're going to return to the studio just to confirm again we'll not have a reaction from the Donegal camp because of the protest of the GPA in relation to expenses with the GAA. But you will be able to listen back to the views of the two Brendans later on highlandradio.com. It's a very good evening from the O'Donnell Park.